Okay, so we're going to start singing Makif and Nikif. So today we'll do a Hakdama. Some of the Yonim, a lot of blood in Yonim here. Probably go into tomorrow as well. So let's start off as follows. We find several places in Gemara that if a person is Nene from somebody else's Rechush, even though we're not able to be Mechayim him as a Mazik or as a Ganav, there's no other Chil. But nonetheless, we're mechayif him for the hano itself, for the value of the hano he has to pay for. So, for example, you have the Mishnah in Ketzer HaRegel, Kama, where we know that Shem B'Shisar Abin, don't give me a second. We know that Shem B'Shisar Abin is Potter. As Mazik, Shem B'Shisar Abin is Potter. Nonetheless, the Mishnah says that if the behema eats b'shrabim, mishalem hashenenes. You have to pay the hano. You have to pay the hano. So let's say the behema ate the steak. So you don't have to pay for the value of the steak, but you have to pay the hano that now you don't have to give the behema supper. The machlekes is there in the Gemara. How much exactly is that? Is it tmei sa'ar and b'zoil? Is it tmei sa'ar and b'zoil or tmei amir? Hashem will have opportunity to talk about it. Probably. But on component, you pay, there's a certain hano that the owner, it's not the hano of the behemoth, though, the hano of the, if it was the hano, we're not talking about the hano of the behemoth. If it was the behemoth paying, maybe we're talking about the hano of the behemoth. We're talking about the hano of the bailam. The bailam have a hano that they don't have to feed the behemoth that day. So mishalem hashenene. Or we have another example, we have the Gemara in Iksuvus, Neilun Aris, Naflamid. Where it talks about Tochav L'Chaveri B'Vei Sabliyo, somebody, Reuben, forced some truma down Shimon's throat. So Shimon doesn't have to pay as mazik because Reuben did the ma'is mazik, but he has to pay the hano. He has hano's me'ayin. He has a certain hano that the food is in. Now he's full. He's not hungry, so he has to pay the hano, the value of the hano. However, in Bishar, he has to pay the value of the hano to the Bible. Or you have a Gemara in. Or you have the Gemara in Tavchof in Bava Kamma, Gemara that you've been looking at also, of Zenene Vezele Chotze, Dorbe Chotze Chaveri Shalemi Daitre. Mosha Zenene Vezele Chotze, but Zenene Vezele Chotze. Someone who was Dorbe Chotze Chaveri Shalemi Daitre, and he was a Gavra Dov and Omegar, and it was a Chotze Vekai Malagra. So he has to pay for that, no? Even though he's not a Mazik. Maybe it's a grommet in his and he prevents other people from renting out the chotzer. That's maximum grommet. No, he over there else mazik. But nonetheless, he has to pay for hano. So we have all of these cases where you see there's such a thing in halacha that you have to pay, that the nene has to pay for the hano. So there's a gemara later on, dach kufa aleph mal aleph. The Gemara says over there that let's say I have a beged, I have a white beged, I have a white t-shirt, and a monkey comes and it dyes the t-shirt with somebody else's dye. So now instead of having a white t-shirt, I have a bright orange t-shirt. So whenever there's a shiloh, if we say that the orange paint that's on my t-shirt, it's kilu, it's still there, and now I have a chiv hashavas haveda to somehow get it back to the bayit. Or if chazus alav milsi, that there's no chiv hashavas haveda, the color on the color is not, the color is not a ben, and there's no chiv hashavas haveda over here. So what they discuss is, forget that, what happened to Nene? Before I only had a white t-shirt, now what's so much? Now I have an orange t-shirt, not everybody likes it, but if you go to the store, an orange t-shirt costs more than a plain white t-shirt. So why don't I have to pay us Nene? So Taisa says, an important Taisa says that the Chi of Nene is only al yedei maisav, a maisav behemtoi, or a hanoz gufa. Here, that's the criterion. You're only chayav for nene if the hanoah came about through a maisav, a maisav behemtoi, or a hanoah zgufa. Where did Tos get those three things? From the three examples that we talked about. Maisav, that's like dor b'chatzah chaver shlomi daitai, so you have a chi of nene, because he did a maisav, dor b'chatzah chaver shlomi daitai. Maisav behemtoi, like shem b'shus rabim. It's not his maisav, but it's the maisav his behemah. So also you have a chi of nene, mishalam ha-shenenes. And then, and those kufa is like tochav lechaver b'beisav b'liya. It's not his maisav, but somebody else stuck it down his throat. Not maisav behemtoi. But nonetheless, there's hanos haguf, he has hanon his belly, so that's also called nene. But here it's none of the above. It's not maisav, it's not maisav hemtoi, it's not hanos gufay, so it doesn't have a chiyuv of nene. That's the side of Tesis. So nene has certain parameters that it has to fulfill in order to have a chiyuv of nene. Maisav and maisav hemtoi are hanos gufay. So I claim to have a fundamental shiloh. What's the nature of the chiyuv of nene? It's not a pasuk in Torah. What's the pshuter? So where does the chiyuv nene come from, and what's its nature? Is it? There's two possibilities. Rav Shimon talks about this. Barichas and Shai Yeshev, and Shai Gimel Simon Chavav. He said, "Is it that the chakir is nene a kind of mamoni gavoch? Mamoni gavoch. If I lend you money, you have to give it back." Doesn't say anywhere in Torah. Really, it's not a mitzvah. It's a double portion. If I give you money, you have to give it back. If my thing is sitting by you, you have to give it back. It doesn't need a parshan Torah. There is a parshan Torah v'shavas avedo that tells me even more that you have to go looking for me. That needs a pasuk in Torah. You have to go looking for me and make achrozes and so on. That, but even if there would be no pasuk in Torah, if my thing would be sitting by you, I could come and take it back. That's portion. That's called mamoni gavoch. That's what the achrayim call mamoni gavoch. My moment is sitting by you. So maybe that's what nene is. If I had a piece of steak in the shusar avim, and now it went into your animals, and now your animal ate it up, and because of that, you have hano that you don't have to feed the animal that night. So you don't have hano to the tune of the steak, but you have a certain amount of hano. So that's called. So maybe that's called memayni gabach. My steak has been transformed into your hana. So anything like that, you know, so maybe that's called the transfer of value from me to you. If you door b'chatzeri shloim yidayti, I have a chatzer, it's worth, I rent it out, it's a saleable thing, a rentable thing, and you actually spent the night there, and you're a gamer the Ovid Lamegar, so you had hana, and the hana came at the expense of my chatzer. So maybe it's called that there was a transfer of value. Transfer value from me to you. Your hano that you had that night of sleeping of having a place to sleep came from my chotzer. So maybe that transfer hano, that's a kind of memani gavoch. And likewise with all of these cases. That's what everyone would understand. In which case, it's a svar pshuta memani gavoch. My moment is sitting by you in the form of the hano that you are now. That's now that you have or that you had. That's one possibility. Or Rav Shimon says another possibility. Perhaps it's a new kind. It's something to do with Mamani Gavach. Maybe it's not Mamani Gavach. I know it's ephemeral. It's not called Mamani Gavach. Maybe what it is that maybe it's a new Chiv in Torah. Somewhere it says in Torah, a Chiv, like Mazik is Mechayev. Mazik is Mechayev. If you're Mazik me, why are you Chayev? Or your behemoth is Mazik me. Not because of Mamani Gavach. If you break my window, there's no Mamani Gavach. The value of my window is not sitting by you. But you have to pay anyway because you did a Maisa Masik. The Maisa Masik is Mechayev. It's a Parshan Torah. The Maisa Masik is Mechayev. So maybe somewhere in Torah it says, where does it say in Torah? Rav Shimon discusses. We'll see in a second. But Rav Shimon says, maybe it says somewhere in Torah that a Maisa Nen is Mechayev. It's different than a Maisa Masik. A Maisa Masik is Mechayev the amount that I was Masik. Maisa Nen is Mechayev the amount that you were Nene. But it's a Maisa Mechayev. Rav Chaim talks about this Chakir also, which is Rav Chaim. He uses different terminology. But it's the same idea. It talks about is a milba haksuva b'tayr or a milba shein haksuva b'tayr. You have in the Gemara. The Gemara is mechal. There's such a thing as a milba haksuva b'tayr. That means a debt that comes from a pasuk in Torah, like mazik. That's a milba haksuva b'tayr. And then you have a milba shein haksuva b'tayr. That if you lend me money, then I have to pay you back. It's not a milba haksuva. It's a milba shein haksuva b'tayr. It doesn't need a pasuk. It's a double pasuk that your money. If you give me money, then I have to give it back. So Rabbi Achmer also discusses the shaila: is nene a milba haksuva b'tayr or is it a milba shein haksuva b'tayr? That's also Reb Shimon's Reb Shimon's language is it a Mamadi Gabach or is it a Maisa Machai? Reb Shimon wants to make a raya, first of all, from the Tosis and the Kuthalik that I just told you. Taisa says that the Chiyuv Nene is only certain, you know, Maisov and Maisa Behemto, Yoyanos, Gufoy. If you don't have one of those three things, then you're not Chai. Left of Shimon, if it's just a Mamadi Gabach, so who cares? No, you don't have that by anything else. By a Shavas HaVeda, you don't need a Shavas HaVeda is in the mitzvah, but by a milveh, I lend you money. Nobody ever said you only have to pay back if I lend you money, you only have to pay me back. If you borrow the money, I'll either myself, if I myself, it doesn't make it. If you have the money sitting by you. From the fact that, but then Nana has these parameters, it has to be myself, I myself, I know it's gufoy. That's an indication that it's a milvak suva b'tayr. That it's a milvak suva b'tayr. That it's a ma'isim achayev, and the ma'isim achayev has done, and the ma'isim achayev has to be ma'isim and ma'isim behemtay. I know it's goofy. That's the ma'isim achayev for the chiyuv nana. Another raya, Rebbech Ber brings a raya. This raya Shimon doesn't bring. Rebbech Ber brings a raya from the fact that you have by nana you have kimli b'deravmini. Somebody stuck Truma, Reuben pushed Truma down Shimon's throat. The Gemara lays down that Shimon should have a chiyuv nene. So it's mehuvim etach hasugya that there's kimle b'drabine. The Gemara that says if you hold to this kimle b'drabine by misa b'dei shemayim, if misa b'dei shemayim makes a kimle b'drabine, which is totally uncommon things, but if you hold that this misa b'dei shemayim makes a kimle b'drabine, so if Reuben's pushed Truma down Shimon's throat, such a way there's no chiyuv mazik, it's just a chiyuv nene. So he's potter al skimel yidrabine. Shimon is potter al skimel yidrabine. Since he's chayiv, Shimon acquiesced. That's the case. Shimon could have acquiesced. So Shimon is chayiv misa b'dei shemayim. So that potters him from the chiyuv nene. I could put it, it's a complicated sugya over there, how exactly the case was set up. But Rav Bachber said, that for sure is mevuin the Gemara, that this kimel yidrabine and nene. So Rav Bachber said, he doesn't think in memoini gabok he could have kimel yidrabine. But if you put money in my house, and at the same moment that you put money in my, that Reuben put money in Shimon's house, he lent Shimon money, and at the same moment that Shimon borrowed the money, Shimon was chayav misa. So Bachber assumed put of a poshut that there be no kimun rabbin. Kimun rabbin is only in chiyuvim, not in mamayni kamoch. Tanoch is not so poshut. It could be zvachleikis the balamor and the rabbanim in sugibov machteres and sahedin. In Perek Mitzrayimar, Rabbi Beis, I think there's a Balamor over there that's mashma that I think is mashma that this kimli rabbin even on a memayni gabach. The Tanoch is not mamish poshut. Rabbi Bachber doesn't mean a raya, but Rabbi Bachber was a sore pshuta that there can't be kimli rabbin on a memayni gabach. There can only be kimli rabbin on a what he calls a milvak suva b'tayr. So Rabbi Bachber says that he asked Rav Chaim this kasha. He said, "How is there kimli?" I don't remember where Rabbi Bachber is. But Rav Bachber asked Rav Chaim Lekashi. He said, "How can they become the rabbi on Nene? How can they become the rabbi on the Mani Gabach?" So he says, Rav Chaim answered him that Nene is not that Nene is a milvak suva b'tayr. Meaning, it's not a Mani Gabach. It's what Rav Shimon calls a ma'aseh mechayev. It's a chiyuv mechiyuv b'tayr. The Torah said that Nene makes you chayev. The fact that your Nene makes you chayev, it's not Mani Gabach. And Mel is like all other chiyuv imamim that shechiyuv b'tayr that a chiyuv misafatus. So again, that's a raya that the chiyuv nene is not a simple memayni gabach, but it's rather, we'll use Shimon's terminology, it's a ma'isa mechayev. There's other rayas I'm going to bring. Rav Leib Malin in Chelek Aleph Siman Samach Tes, the Chedusha of Ari Leib, has an interesting riot. The Gemara B'Mitzin Tzadik Tesam and Beis, over there in the Gemara, that the way you shots up a Chiyuv Nene, that Chiyuv Nene has a din. Let me leave labels to a raya for a different time. It's not for now. I'll give you this is another raya, a simple raya. The Gemara says in Gemara in Baba Kama Kufi Beis. That a kotum doesn't have a chiyuv nen. Does not have a chiyuv nen. Chayra, if it's a memonia gavoch, so why shouldn't it be by a kotum too? I lend money to a kotum. The Rosh writes, the Rosh says in the Rosh Ksuvastav Kuv Zayin says for Dovah Poshet, if you lend money to a kotum, and he grows when he grows up, he has to pay it back. He's a cotton, the cotton's potter. If he's mazik, if a cotton breaks the window, he's potter. If you also know the Mishnah says, cotton, if he's mazik, he's potter. So obviously, it's not like being mazik. If it's mimoni gavoch, if I give money to a cotton, so it doesn't stop being my money. Now, when the cotton goes up, he has to give it back. Mimoni gavoch, you have to buy a cotton too. But nene, the Gemara says the parish, that nene, you don't have to buy a cotton. So the chayra, so raya again, that nene is not a mimoni gavoch, nene is a chiyuv mechivei atayr. Child, where does chiyuv come from? You know, calling a chiyuv, you know, Reb Chaim called it a milva ksuva atayr. Where in atayr is a ksuva? So Reb Shimon has a theory. This is like a wild thing. Reb Shimon has a theory that he says it's learned out from me'ilah. It says in atayr that if you mail back, does she have to pay? And that is many rayas. Many rayas that me'ilah fundamentally is a chiyuv, is a gezel dekidin. It's mevur. It's mevur in many places, including the Gemara Zenenev is lechasid. If you saw the whole sugya, the Gemara that talks about Me'ilah in terms of Zenenev is lechasid. It's mevur in Gemara in many places that the chiyuv Me'ilah, even though it's a special din with the carbon and chaimish and it's only hektish and so on, kodesh Hashem, but nonetheless, it's fundamentally a chiyuv. It's a momentistic chiyuv, except that instead of having a regular person as the other party. Hektish the other party. So therefore the special dinim and chaimish and carbon and so on. But it's a moment of the kachiv. So it's like a gezel the kachiv. So by me'ilah the din is that if you're nene from hektish, you have a chiyuv me'ilah. Somebody's nene from hektish. That's that the end of the sugya. The end of the sugya is nene of the chosin. The Gemara talks about it. You stole a brick from hektish and you sat under the shadow. And you're nene from the protection of the brick. So you have a chiyuv. You have a chiyuv me'ilah. And the Gemara is beferish mendamet to the chiyuv of Gemara is dang. Why isn't zenenev is lechaser? That's takan the Gemara. Why if zenenev is lechaser is potter? So how come if you mail behektish so you're nene but hektish not chaser? Gemara is a teres which needs complicated needs a hez for that. But we're not learning about the Kama right now. But akapanim, you see in the Gemara that me'ilah and that me'ilah being nene from hektish, which is a chiyuv me'ilah, is related to the chiyuv of nene that you have by a regular person. So Rav Shimon said, "Harizah bolu lamed v'nim salamed." So maybe that's not the mokah entire. That's already a pasuk entire. Me'ilah is a pasuk entire. So we could say maybe that's the mokah for the chiyuv you see in Torah that if you're nene from hektish, so you have to pay. So we learn out from there that nene is a ma'isim l'chayim. So just like it's a ma'isim l'chayim b'hektish, mali gozolus agavoya, mali gozolus ahektish. Just like, but when you're nene from hektish, you have to pay. So when you're nene from person, you have to pay as well. Obviously, you don't have to pay. You don't have to give chaimish. You don't have to bring a carbon. It's not me'ilah. But maybe that's the model in Torah where it says that there's such a thing a ma'isim l'chayim of nene. Shimon uses this to explain a Gemara in Chul. This is a very sadistic Gemara. We'll probably have reason to talk about it going forward. The Gemara says in Chul, that Kuf Lamed Amid Beis, the bottom. Kuf Lamed Amid Beis on the bottom, and it goes into Kuf Lamed Amid Aleph on the top. You have the following Gemara. This Gemara is Kedai to see inside. The Gemara is like this. The Gemara says, Chizda says in Memra, that if somebody is mazik matnes gruna, he's potter. So let's say, for example, you have Zoriel Chayayim Bekeva. the Zorei L'chaim v'keva, you shaft an animal, you took away, you took the Zorei L'chaim v'keva, the din is you have to give it to a kain. You could give it to any kain, there's no particular kain that you have to give it to, but you have to give it to a kain, it belongs to the kain. So I have sitting by me in the house, I have Zorei L'chaim v'keva, and I mazik it, I throw it in the incinerator, where I eat it up. More patient work, another example of mazik, as good as I ate them up. I ate it up. It's not kaddish. Zorei L'chaim v'keva achulim. They're not kaddish, but they have to be given to kain. It's matnas kuna. That's a simple case. Truma is also matnas kuna, but it's a simple case. Zorei L'chaim v'keva. There's no kedusha to make it more complicated. How should I have Zorei L'chaim v'keva? It belongs to the kehanim, and it was mazik. There I ate it. So the Gemara says you potter. If Chizda says you potter, why? So there's two reasons. One, because it's mamon she'en l'tayim. Gemara gives two reasons. One, mamon she'en l'tayim, meaning who's going to be tevei me and did. Any kohen who's going to come to me and say you were masik the Zorei, you were masik the Zorei L'chaim and Keva, so you'll say to him, who says I was going to give it to you? I could give it to any kohen. So I guess all the kohanim in the world could get together and they could be tevei me and did. But right, that's never going to happen. And even if it happened, I don't know if there's such a thing, like a class action suit of all the kohanim. But Akapanim, the pastor says every kohen is to be tevei me separately. So Mela, it's called that's called moment she'en l'tayim. Then there was another reason why you're potter, because of Xeris HaKosuv, Zeh Yeh Mishpat HaKehanim, Zeh is to be Mamayit, that if you mazik it, you're potter. You have to give it to Xeris HaKehanim, okay, but you don't have to, but if you mazik it, you're potter. Kach HaKach, let's go, Kach HaKach. So the Gemara is a Kasha. From the Bryce it says, HaReisha Onsu Beis HaMelech Garna. The people from the Beis HaMelech came to collect taxes. The IRS came to collect taxes. And they came to my barn, and they wanted to take my payers for taxes. In the olden days, payers were taxes were paid in kind. So they want to collect, they want to take my apples for taxes. So I happen to have sitting in the barn, I have some matnas kuna, I have some apples that are matnas kuna, shum or something. So the IRS people, had it right here. The IRS people, instead of taking my apples, they took the apples of the Kahan. So you have to pay. You have to pay the value of the apples to Kahanim. You can take it, you can choose your own kind. But that you have to reimburse. So I said, why is that any different than Mazik Matan school? So Mamun Shayla Tovim, so what happened to Zed? Like, what's the difference between if I went and I was Mazik the apples myself on Potter? And here the Beis HaMelech came and they took the apples and all of a sudden I'm chayav. What's the difference? Zok to Gemara that's different mishum de mishtar shile. Mishtar shile means he profited by it. He profited. Like this, the government was going to come, they were going to take from him $100 worth of apples. And he's going to be, that's for sure, there's no evading taxes. There's only two things in life that are certain, death and taxes. The government going to come and take from him $100 worth of apples. Now they took instead the matnas kuna, so he's $100 richer in the bank. There's $100 in his bank account that's there because the IRS, instead of withholding it from his apples, they withheld it from the kainim's apples. So that already you have to, that's called mishtar shilei, and that you have to make good, that you have to pay back to the kohanim. That's the Gemara. So Tosis asks, so how come Mela Mazik Matnas Kuna? I understand the difference. If I took Matnas Kuna and I threw them in the incinerator, so it's not Mishtashali, I'm not any richer. Because the fact that I was Mazik, the Kohenim's apples, doesn't make me any richer. So that's not Mishtashali. So we can hear a difference. Mazik is Potter, it's Mamma Shane Leitavim. But Mishtashali, there's money in the bank, there's $100 in my bank account that belongs to the Kohanim. Rashi has a lotion, it's like I sold the apples, I sold the Matnas Kuna. If I sell matnas kuna and I get money instead, that money belongs to the kohanim. So I'm sitting on money that belongs to the kohanim. I have to give it to kohanim. Which kohen I give it to? That's up to me. But I can't just hold on to money that's not mine. I'm holding on to. I had matnas kuna that's not mine. I have to give it to the kohanim. Now I sold the matnas kuna, so the money has to be given to kohanim. It's different than mazik matnas kuna. Fektosis. In the case of mazik matnas kuna, there were two cases. There was a case where you just threw the apples in the incinerator. But there was no one of the cases of Mazik Matnas Kuna was that you ate the apples. Or you ate the Zorei L'chaim again. Back to Tosfos, so that's mishtashile. If I ate the zroil chayim and kevel of the kahanim, I ate them at Niskuna, so now I'm full. I don't have to go out and buy supper. So it's mishtashile. So why is that any different than taxes? That's also mishtashile. The Tosfos may ask, why is mazik mat Niskuna different than mishtashile? But yes, but the case where you ate mat Niskuna is the case of mishtashile. So why is it different than the IRS? Zot Tosfos. It's not called mishtashile because you could have skipped supper. That's not called that you're richer. The fact that you ate matnas kuna and now you don't have to go out and buy supper, that's not called money in the bank, because that's taxes. There's no evading. The government was going to take money from you. They were going to take either your apples or the kohanim's apples. So that's mishtashile. I'm richer because the government took the kohanim's apples. They didn't take my apples. So there's $100 in my bank account that, as I said before, that belongs to the kohanim. But over here, if I eat matnas kuna, and therefore I'm in for supper, I have matnas kuna, so you can't say, well, now I'm $15 richer because I didn't have to go out and, I don't know if they charge you in the cafeteria for supper, but I'm $15 richer because I didn't have to buy supper. You want to be $15 richer, you can skip supper. So that's not called mishtashil. Atkan, the Tosfos. So there's a Tosfos, Reish Mem Vov Beis. He's done as follows. There's a Trumas Hadeshen. Trumas Hadeshen had the following case. Let's say one evening, one of the Chavrei HaKollel really invited you. They invited you to their home for supper. So you went, you ate supper, and after supper, a ma'aseh shel yekach chayav. The Trumas Hadeshen is a ma'aseh. Somebody was invited. A Balabos invited somebody for supper. So he ate supper. It was very nice, very delicious. At the end of the dinner, the Balabos gave him a bill. He gave him a check. And he said, he gave him a bill. So the Shaila says, you have to pay or not. So the Trumas Hadeshen says he has to pay al tnen. Obviously, this was not money. There was no contract. There was no contractual. It wasn't a sale. He thought he was being invited as a guest. But nene he was. He had enough. So he has to pay us nene. So the Marita asked, why is that called nene? Tosfos says that you can skip supper. This Tosfos in Chulin says that you can skip supper. So that's not called, by an animal is nene, because the animal can't skip supper. You have to give an animal. It's Tzar Balachayim. You have to give an animal. They have to give an animal supper regardless. So that's nene. But the fact that a person had supper, the Maharit said, why is that called nene? You don't have to eat supper. You can skip supper. Like you see in Tosfos. So what's Pshat and Trumas Hadeshen? So Tzai says that defends the Trumas Hadeshen. And he says it's two and yonim completely. Nene, there's nene and there's mishtashile. You were coming to Mamashi Say. There's nene and there's mishtashile. Nene means I had enough. There's many ways to have enough, but I had enough. I can have enough because my behemoth ate enough to feed it. I can have enough because I ate enough. Gufoy like tochel loy chaver v'esibli. Let me. The choice prefaces the question. Maybe this is the way to get into it. The choice says ask back to the marit. The marit says, why you call nene? You can skip supper. Tosfos says you can skip supper. So the choice asks back on the marit. He says tochel loy chaver v'esibli. The gemara davlat and ksuvas davlamed. Reuben pushed Truma down Shimon's throat, and the Gemara says the chiyuv nene, but maybe it's Kimeli Rabbani, but there's a chiyuv nene, because Shimon had a know that now he has food in his belly. What do you mean? Why is that called nene? Yochel is anis. By tochel lechaver beisabli, Reuben pushed food down Shimon's throat, and the Gemara says there in Suvat Avlamit that there's a chiyuv nene. Why is the chiyuv nana? Why is that different than Tosfos Mechulin, who says that it's that if you eat matnas kuni yipoter, it's not called mishtashule because you could skip supper. So the same thing will be talk about everybody said bliyah. You could skip supper. Why is that called nana? Says the Tosfos, we're confusing two different things. There's nana and there's mishtashule. Nana is that you had hana. Tochav lechaveri basically you had hana. You could skip supper, and you could go hungry. Of course you could go hungry, but that's the hana, that you didn't have to go hungry. And that's exactly that hana. The hana is that you didn't go hungry, that you had a full belly. So that's called nana. That's nana about it. There's such a thing in nana. Nana does not need, doesn't care. Nana doesn't care whether you could have gone hungry, you couldn't have gone hungry. If you didn't go hungry, then you were nana. So the guy had him for his supper. He had a nice supper. He was nana. Of course he could have skipped supper. But he didn't. But he was nana. He didn't have to skip supper. He had a delicious supper. So he's nana. So he has to pay. He has to pay for the hana. He doesn't have to pay for the value of the food because he's not a mazik. But he has to pay for the hana. But nana is potter by matnas kuna because it's mamon shen l'tayv. If you eat matnas kuna, we can't be mechayev you as nana. Because just like we can't be mechayev you as mazik, we can't be mechayev you as nana. It's mamon shen l'tayv. But there's a different concept of mishtashli. Mishtashli means that you have money in the bank because of the apples of truma. You have more money in the bank. The IRS was going to take your $100, and now that $100 is sitting by you, and it's not been taken by the IRS because they took instead the apples of the kahanim. So that's called your $100 richer. That's mishtashli. That's not a chiyuv nana. That's poshut. You have money in the bank that you would not have had if not for the matnas kuna. There, Taisus says, and that you have even by matnas kuna. There, that's not subject to that doesn't have the limitation of mamon shen l'tayv. That doesn't matter. That's mamon shen l'tayv. That's chayiv even though it's mamon shen l'tayv. That's the gemara chulin kuflam. There, Taisus says, so if you eat truma, why isn't that also mishtashile? Why isn't that money in the bank? So Taisus, money in the bank is not. You could have gone hungry. At Kamek Sais. So let's go over this again, because this is Mamish. This Sais is one of the fulcrums around which the whole union of Nene and Memani Gavoch, which is really the topic that we're trying to get into, revolves around this Sais, which in turn revolves around the Gemara in Chulin. So that's what this Gemara in Chulin, the Mamish, a pivotal Gemara. So let's go over again the Gemara in Chulin. So we're throwing around a lot of Marma Klemis and so on, but I'll send it out to you in the notes. But the ones that you have to differentiate, the ones that are Mamish, what's more important, what's less. Here's Mamash of a pivotal Gemara. So yeah, the Gemara says, Mazik Matnas Kuna is pot. So you have Matnas Kuna, whatever it is, right? Chayim Keva, Truma, Mazik Matnas Kuna, you pot. Why? Momen Shein Le'Tayvet. Even though it belongs to Shevet Kuna, but doesn't belong to any particular Kayin. So who's going to sue you? Shevet Kuna can't sue you. You need a Kayin to sue you. And there's no Kayin who could sue you. Momen Shein Le'Tayvet. So you Mazik Matnas Kuna is pot. And even if you eat Matnas Kuna, you pot. It's before there in the memory of Chisto that if you ate Matnas Kuna, you're also pot. Because mom is sharing the table. By the way, lest you be confused, if the truma was already given to a kohen and then you eat it, so then I don't have to pay that kohen. It's his truma. Well, here we're talking about truma that was not yet or matnas kuna that was not yet given to any particular kohen. So it belongs to shevet guna, but doesn't belong to any particular kohen. So if you eat it, you potter. If you masik it, you potter, because it's mum and shein l'tayvim. There's nobody there. Maybe you ought to be chayev, but you have to be chayev to somebody, and there's nobody to whom it belongs. So it's mum and shein l'tayvim. It's really no different than if you have something that's not matnas kuna. You have something that does not belong to you. You have an apple that does not belong to you, but for some reason we don't know who it belongs to. It might be Reuben's, it might be Shimon's, and you come and you eat it up. So you potter, because Reuben can't take you to Beis Din because we don't know that it's Reuben's. Shimon can't take you to Beis Din because we don't know that it's Shimon's. So you put there. So this is in effect the same thing. The truma belongs to Kehanim, but there's no particular kohen who can take you to court. So you put there. Then the Gemara continues and says, but in the case of Onsu Beis HaMelech Gonoi, where the Beis HaMelech came and they took from his goyrin, from his threshing floor, they took matnas kuna, instead of taking his wheat, they took the wheat of the kahanim, so there he does have to pay. And the Gemara is, why is it any different? And the Gemara answers, because there it's different because it's mishtashli, it's money in the bank. So then you have to pay. So there, apparently, we'll use the term out, that's my money gabach. It's not the lashon of the Gemara, but the lashon that the Achayim is allowed. It's called memoni gabach. Mishtashli, same thing. Mishtashli means you profited. You have money in the bank. So the moment of the kohanim is now by you in the bank. There, apparently, there's no problem of moment shein l'tayvim. There's no moment shein l'tayvim there. Yeah, a little bit hard to understand. Why not? At the end of the day, even if it's memoni gabach, but it's moment shein l'tayvim. See, the Chayyur, it says that, from, that by memoni gabach, there's no such thing as moment shein l'tayvim. So you have money in the bank that belongs to the kohanim, so you have to give it to kohanim. You have to find the kohen and give it to him. So Taisus over there asks, again, just going over the same ground. So Taisus asks, so every time you eat matnas kuna, it's also mishtashli. You ate matnas kuna, you're richer, you don't have to buy supper. So Taisus says, that's not called that you're richer. Who told you that you don't have to buy supper? You can skip supper. That's not called mishtashli. So the Marit asked, I'm sorry, the Ksais asks, so every Tochav Lechaveri Vesabliya, the Gemara saying Suvas is a Chiv Nenet, Tochav Lechaveri Vesabliya, they stuck, Reuben stuck food down Shimon's throat and it belonged to a Kayan, so Shimon has to pay the Hanah, that he has Hanah, that he had supper. So he has to pay Hanah to the Kayan. Why? He could have skipped supper. What happened to this Taisus that you could skip supper? So the Ksais explains that we're mixing up two different things. We're mixing up Nene with Mishtashile. Mishtashile means you're richer money in the bank. So that doesn't have it. That's only if you can skip supper. So money in the bank is taxes. They took matnas kuna instead of my money. That I'm richer in the bank. That's mishtashile. But if you eat matnas kuna, that's not called mishtashile because you're not richer. How do you know that we're richer? Maybe you would have not had supper. You would have skipped supper. So we can't say that you're richer because you ate matnas kuna. That's mishtashile. Then there's a different concept. There's a concept of nene. Nene applies even if you eat somebody's food. You could skip supper. Yeah, you could skip supper, but then you'll be hungry. Now you had supper, you have more hanah. So that's exactly the hanah. The hanah is that you did not have to skip supper. So that's a chiyuv nene. I said, why by masik matnas kuna? So it says he potter. Why are you potter? Because what happened to the chiyuv nene? The Torah says, because mamon shein l'tayvim. That also goes under the heading of mamon shein l'tayvim. Mamon shein l'tayvim patters you from the chiyuv masik, and it patters you from the chiyuv nene. But a chiyuv mishtash will you have, because that's m'mani gabuch. So Reb Shimon, this is the ksais. Reb Shimon elaborates more a little bit on the ksais. And the Reb Shimon says, you see from this ksais, not only from the ksais, from the taisus, from the gemara, you see clearly that nene is not the same as memoni gabach. That's one of the main things that emerges from this discussion. That nene is not memoni gabach. Nene is a chiyuv, is a ma'aseh mechayev. No different than mazik. So just like if I'm mazik matnas kuna potter, because even though there's a ma'aseh mechayev, so really I'm chayev, but there's no address, there's nobody to be tovei me for that chiyuv. So masik matnun is potter. So nene from matnas kuna is also potter, because it's a ma'aseh mechayev. So yeah, if there'll be somebody here to be tovei me, I will be chayev to him. But it's mom and shein l'tayvim. There's no kohen who could be tovei me, so I'm potter from the ma'aseh mechayev of nene. Mishtashli is something else. Mishtashli is memoni gabach. Memoni gabach you have even by matnas kuna. By memoni gabach, there's no limitation of mom and shein l'tayvim. You don't need, apparently, if Shimon is saying, from memoni gabach, you don't need a tovei. To take me, you don't need somebody to be tevei me from a memoni gabach. I don't need a specific kohen to be tevei me. I have money in the bank because the IRS went after the kohanim instead of going after me. So now I have money in the bank, and that money in the bank is not mine. It belongs to kohanim, to shevet kuna. So I have to give it to kohanim. There's no particular kohen who could be tevei me. You don't need a tviyah. I can't sit around with money that belongs to shevet kuna. I have to go. I have to go. I have to get rid of it. I have to give it to the kohanim. How do I give it to the kohanim? So like Gezel HaRabim, you know, you stole something from the rabbim. So you have to give it. You have to do it. It's Rosh HaRabim. You can't just hold on to it. So al derech zeh, I have money sitting with me. That's maybe it's a bad mushroom. But al kapanim, I have money. That's what it says. The fear of Shimon's hasbar. It's Reb Shimon's master. That's what it says of you. That by memoni gabach, you don't need a tevei. This is also going to be important. By memoni gabach, you don't need a tevei. So you have to give it to kohanim. Doesn't matter which. You don't need a kohen. You don't need a particular kohen to come and say it's memoni gabach. I have to give it. I have to find the kohen and give it. Then there's the Maisa Mechayev. So Maisa Mechayev, you need a Tevea. Like a Mazik, you need a Tevea. I broke a window, but there's nobody to Tevea me. I'm not Chayev. We don't know whose house it is. So we're afraid, no. I was Mazik Matas Kuna. It's Mama Shein Letevim, so I don't have to pay. But this is Rav Shimon's Shita. Rav Shimon is machzik very strongly in the Shita. That Nen is not Mamani Gavach. From all of these, primarily from the Taisus and Daf Kuf Aleph, I think of Obakama, that says that you need Maisa for Maisa Behemta or Yanaos Gufay for Nenet. So he said, why should that be true? Right? The Taisus about the monkey with the orange t-shirt. Taisus says, why are you a Nenet? He said, no, Nenen is specific dorm. Maisel or Maisel, Behemta, Yohanos Gufa. So that's, so Shimon says, why should that be true? Must be because it's a Maisel, you need a Maisel Mechayev. And secondly, from this Gemara in Chulun Kuflamad. Kuflamad Aleph. Where what comes out from the Gemara is a chilik between Nene from Matnas Kuna, where you potter, and Mishtashi from Matnas Kuna, where you chay. That's clear in the word. The Gemara says, if you eat Matnas Kuna, you potter. Are you a Nene? So Tais points out, you're Nene, but you're not Mishtashi, because you could skip supper. So you are Nene, but you're not Mishtashi. And the Gemara says, but Rashenka, when the IRS takes the taxes, takes the Truma's taxes, or the Matnas Kuna's taxes, so then you're Mishtashi. That's clear in the Gemara, that distinction. You eat Matnas Kuna, you potter. You're Mishtashi from Matnas Kuna, then you chay. So says Rav Shimon, what's the pshat? Says that's exactly the pshat, because Nen is a ma'isa mechayev. So a ma'isa mechayev, a ma'isa mechayev is only mechayev me if there's a tevea, and there's no kain rabik tevei. Now shenki mishtashilei, I have money in the bank that doesn't belong to me; it belongs to Shevet Kuna. So then I have to give it to Shevet Kuna. I have to give it to the corporate body called Shevet Kuna. How do I do that? I give it to a kain. The Maisa, you should know, not everybody's masking for Rav Shimon. Not so poshut. There's certainly a school of thought that Nen is a chiyuv is a mamayni gavach. What am I going to do with Rav Shimon's rayas? We'll see. Maybe there's strong reasons to think that Nen is mamayni. We'll see in a second. But there is a possibility. Rav Shimon's not the only game in town. There is those who champion the idea that Nene is mamayni gavach. What do we do with Rav Shimon's riots? So, let's talk about these two main riots. So, first of all, we have the riot of Tosis, Maisa v'Maisa behemta yohanos gufa. That Nene has gdorm. If you got an orange t-shirt because of the other guy's paint, that's not mechayev, because I didn't do it, and my behemoth didn't do it, and there was no hanos gufa, so it's not a chiyuv Nene. So why should that be? If it's just mamayni gavach, what's the difference? I have enough, and TC, and so it's mamayni gavach. So that could be that even if Nene is a mamayni gavach, but it could be that you need to have, in order for it to be called mamayni gavach, I have anah from the other person's property. I have enough from the other person's. Yes, paint, and now I have an orange t-shirt. There's no, it happened by accident. Some monkey came in and then happened by accident. There's no mazik, there's no gneva, there's no anything. But lemaisa, I have an orange t-shirt, and then I have an orange t-shirt. I mean, I like orange t-shirts, but it's certainly more, but it's more valuable. So I have a hanah. Hanah is always hanah's moment. Hanah is primarily hanah's moment. I have hanah's moment from his paint. So this is your potter. It's not called nene. Why is it not called nene? So it could be that even though Nen is a chi of Mamayni Gavach, but it's only called Mamayni Gavach if there's some linkage between his loss and my gain. If I walk out on the street and I see a beautiful home and it belongs to somebody else, and I have hanah from the architecture and from the aesthetics, it's beautiful, it made my day that I saw such a nice home. That's not Mamayni Gavach. That's not even Mamayni Gavach. Because it's not called that I got the hanah, I took the hanah from him. Mamayni Gavach is only we'll use the language Rabbi Shimon uses, even though he's not from this shita, that it, when you had a maisa lekichas hanah, I took the hanah from him. So if I took the hanah from him, so then I look at it, that my hanah came out of his property. So then, that's a mamayni gavoch. But if there's no, you don't have that link, that I took the hanah from him, I see the house, I didn't take the hanah from him, I didn't take it out of his house. So there's no lekichas hanah. So could be that that's not even called mamayni gavoch. Then I don't look at my hanah as having come from his mamon. So when I, so that's perhaps what Tosfos means, when he says you need maisav and maisav hemtoy or hanos gufoy, that there's certain parameters. When is it called that I did a that I or my behema did a maisa lekichas hana? So that's maisav and maisav hemtoy hanos gufoy. Those are specific actions that are considered to be lekichas hana. And when you have a lekichas hana, so Rav Shimon would say because you need a maisa mechayev. That's how Rav Shimon understands the Tosfos, because you need a maisa mechayev. It's not a mamayni gavoch. But maybe we can say lo'olam it is a mamayni gavoch. But I only look at my hanah as being connected to your mamon when there's a ma'isa l'kichas hanah to connect them. But when there's no, Rav Shimon uses the language of ma'isa l'kichas hanah because he holds you need a ma'isa l'chayim. He's from the school of thought that nene is not a mamayni gavoch. But lo'olam, maybe you could say that nene is a mamayni gavoch. It is a regular mamayni gavoch. The tefias, I'm just being conveying a mamayni gavoch. No different than a chayv. The hanah that I have is value. The hanah has value. Always, hanah has value. We're talking about whenever we measure hanah, the hanah is what would you pay for it? Hanah has it's a thing of value. If it's not a thing of value, it's not called the hanah. That's why mitzvahs lav lehenis do, because it's not you wouldn't pay for it. You have to do it anyway. So I have a certain value. I have hanah value, and the hanah value came out of his moment. But I only look at it that my hanah value came out of his moment when there was some connection between them, some mice that connected them that allows me to look at it. That the value flowed from him to me. But if I don't have some maisik to connect them, then I don't look at it, the value flowed from him to me. He may have had a loss, and I may have had a hanah, a gain, but I don't see that there was something connecting them. So his loss is his loss, and my gain is my gain. The monkey destroyed his paint, and the monkey gave me an orange t-shirt. But there was no maisil kichas hanah to connect the two things. So then it's not called memayni gabach. The memayni gabach needs a bridge between his loss and my gain. And so I want to speak this too, because I don't want the Rav Shimon to be the last word, because I don't think it necessarily is the last word. What about the Gemara in Chulin Kuflamet? The Gemara is Mechalik by Mat Nuskuna that Nen is Potter, but Mishtashli is for sure Mamani Gavach. That's no question. That's the idea of Mishtashli. I mean, I have money in the bank because the IRS took the Mat Nuskuna. So the Gemara is Mechalik. Nen is Mamun Shein Letoivim. Nen if Mat Nuskuna is Potter, Mamun Shein Letoivim. Mishtashli for Mat Nuskuna is Chayim. So there, l'chor, you see very clearly, like Rav Shimon, that nene is nothing to do with mamayni gavoch. If nene was like mamayni gavoch, then you would be chayiv even by matnas kuna, because doesn't that say in the Gemara over there that mishtashli by matnas kuna is chayiv? So it could be it's also not a raya. Maybe la'olam will say that nene is in mamayni gavoch. Why are you potter by matnas kuna? By nene mi matnas kuna? Because maybe that also needs it to be his mamon. Maybe mamon shen l'tayvim applies even to mamayni gavoch. Even in a tefiyah mamayni gavoch, I have money and I don't know who it belongs to. I know it's not mine, but I don't know who it belongs to. Nobody's teveyami, so maybe I'm not chayv. So maybe there also you have this thing. Nene from Matnas Kuna. Maybe it is a mamayni gavoch. The kohen's money is sitting by me. A kohen's money is sitting by me, but there's no kohen. It could be teveyim. Maybe that's a p'tur too. I say why by mishtashle yichayv. Maybe that's a different word. Rashi's lashon is by mishtashle is that as if I sold the truma. Maybe that's a different nekuda. If I sold the kuna, so now the money that I got is money, the money that I have now in my bank account, because the IRS took my truma, or my matnas kuna. So Rashi says it's like I sold the matnas kuna. If you sell matnas kuna, then it could be that that's different. Because then this money is the money that's been mokim the matnas kuna. So just like matnas kuna itself, the marshal, let's say I have truma, stam, poshut, or Israel, I have poshut to truma, or Israel chayayim and keva. So how come I have to give it up to a kohen? It's mamon shein l'tayvim. Like every truma, why do you say that? Every truma, how come I have to give it to a kohen? It's mamon shein l'tayvim. The Torah says, I have to give it to a kohen because there's a mitzvah in Torah. There's a mitzvah in Torah to give matnas kuna to a kohen. Zeyeh mishpat ha-kohen la mishpat ha-kohen ba'esam. You have to give matnas kuna. You have a mitzvah that you have to give matnas kuna to a kohen. It doesn't matter. I don't need to claim to be me. I have a mitzvah that I have to give. I have a mitzvah's mesina to give it to the kehanim. So maybe the chiluk the Gemara is making is not between. Maybe the chiluk the Gemara is making is that when you just net your nene from matnas kuna, so the hanah that I have, it's in my money gavoch, but it's not the matnas kuna themselves. It's not like I sold the matnas kuna. I have hanah, and the hanah came from shevet kuna. So I have hanah. I had a certain hanah's moment. And that Anos moment was at the expense of the Shevet Kuna. So it's called that I have to reimburse the Shevet Kuna. But it's not like I sold the Zoya L'Chayim Kev. It's not called that I sold the Zoya L'Chayim Kev. Because to be called that I sold the Zoya L'Chayim Kev, but it has to be mamish that I have money. If you sell not in Manus Kuna, so that's money that you would not have had. Goes to the Tosfos. When you sell Matnas Kuna, that's mamish money that is only there because of the Matnas Kuna. If you wouldn't have sold the Matnas Kuna, you wouldn't have it. So that money is the Matnas Kuna. It's zet mur zet. It's a chalipin of the Matnas Kuna. If I eat Matnas Kuna, so you can't say that I have money that I wouldn't have had without the Matnas Kuna. I could have fasted, and I would have had the same money, like Tosfos says. Yochel esamis. Lemaise, I didn't fast. I had hanor, and that hanor came at the expense of the chumah. So it's called the Mamayni Gavok. I have to reimburse the Kehanim. But it's not called that I sold the Matnas Kuna. So if it's not called that I sold the Matnas Kuna, so that's maybe the difference. That when it's Mishtashile, so I have a Chi of Matnas Kuna. The Chi of Matnas Kuna of the Matnas Kuna, the Chi of Nesina, the Mitzvah's Nesina that the Matnas Kuna have, now applies to the money. Because the money is the money that I got from selling the Matnas Kuna, so to speak. Now, Shenken, when I'm Nene from Matnas Kuna, so that money, it's m'money gavoch, but it's not called that I sold the manuscript. It doesn't have a mitzvah nesino. So Hamur Mulina, let's say that the takeaway from this section of the Hakdam. I know there's a lot going on here. And I'm not in the sugya, so it's a lot to foist on the oil. But let's just take away. I want to the important takeaway. Is that we have like this. We certainly have a distinction in the Gemara and Chulin between Nene on the one end and Mishtashli on the other. That's clear in the Gemara and Chulin. Nene from Matnas Kuna is Potter, because Mamon Shein Letoivim, Mishtashli from Matnas Kuna is Chai. So if you eat Matnas Kuna, that's called Nene from Matnas Kuna, you're Potter. But if the IRS took Matnas Kuna and you have money in the bank because of it, that's called Mishtashli from Matnas Kuna and you're Chai. That's the basic hard fact that says in the Gemara and Chulin. So I just had a look at that. What's the takeaway from that? So Shimon's takeaway from that is that Nene is not a Mamayni Gavach. Mishtashli is Mamayni Gavach. Nene is not a Mamayni Gavach. Nene is just a Maisa Mechayim. That's why by Nene you have to have Maisa of a Maisa Behemtoi or a Nos Gufoi. Because Nene is a Maisa Mechayim. And how does that plug in to the Gemara? So he says a further Chiddush of Shimon based on this, in order to explain the Gemara, that I need for a Maisa Mechayim, I need a Tfiyas Mamon. I need somebody to be Tvei Ami. So, by Nene, I'm Nene from Matnas Kuna, I'm Potter, because there's no claim to be Tevem. So, you need a Tfiyas Mamon. Somebody has to be Tevem. So, I'm Potter. M'mayni Gavoch does not need a Tfiyas Mamon. Nobody has to be Tevem. If the Kainan's money is sitting by me, then I have to give it to Shevet Kuna. That's what Shem explains to Gemara in Chul. And Lefizeh comes out, two chidushim. Number one, that Nene is not M'mayni Gavoch. And number two, that you need a Tfiyas Mamon, that you don't need a Tfiyas Mamon, you need a Tfiyas Mamon for M'mayni Gavoch. You need a tfiyas mamon rather for Nene, but you don't need a tfiyas mamon for Mamayni Gavach. It also comes out of the Simcha. I'm saying there's another competing theory. We could say maybe La'olam not like Shimon. We'll say La'olam, Nene is a kind of Mamayni Gavach. It's a Mamayni Gavach. Why don't I need Maisav and Maisav Behemtoi and Askufoi? Because maybe it's only called Mamayni Gavach when there's a bridge between his Chisar and my Ano. So that has to be a Maisav and Maisav Behemtoi. There's no bridge between his loss and my Hanah. then I just look at my hanah as being fortuitous, but it has nothing to do with his loss. So that's not, doesn't make them a meinigabach. His loss didn't flow into my gain. It's not enough that he had a loss and I had a gain, but they have to be connected. So the connection has to be ma'aseh v'ma'aseh behemtei hanah gufa. But la'olam nen is a kind of a meinigabach. I had to explain the Gemara in Chulin, so why is nenem v'atnus kuna poter, but mishtashle v'atnus kuna is chayim? So we say a different theory entirely. Nothing to do with whether you have a tefiyah samamah or not. But maybe it has to do with the chiyuv nesina. That when you mishtashi from matnas kuna, so maybe the chiyuv nesina that you have by truma, that you have a mitzvah to give it to the kehanim, applies not only to the truma itself or the zroya l'chayim, the kevei themselves, but it applies to if you sell them and you get money for it, they have the same chiyuv nesina. The money then has, the money now is the tashlumen for the matnas kuna, so it also has a chiyuv nesina. But saying that if it's just a nene that you got a hana at the, and the way you got the hano was because you ate matnas kuna, and therefore now you have hano, and it came with a chisaron from the kehan. But it's not called that you sold the matnas kuna, because to sell the matnas kuna, you have to have money that you would not have had without the matnas kuna. That's not true. Money, I could have gone hungry and I have the same money. I could have skipped supper and I have the same money. So it's not like I sold the matnas kuna. But it is true that I was nene from the loss of the matnas kuna. So then it's not called that I sold the matnas kuna. It's not kemecha. And if it's not kemecher, so then it doesn't have a chiyuv of the mitzvahs nesino. There is a memani gavach, but maybe memani gavach also needs a teveya. Without a teveya, maybe even memani gavach is pot. So now come on to the next thing. This is closer to what, now we're moving closer to the things that the Olam's already seen. The Gemara in Baba Kama has a bayah, zen nene. So we're talking about nene, a regular nene, where I was nene and he was chaser. I ate his matnas kuna, so he was chaser. I have an orange t-shirt because he was chaser. The Gemara is a child. What if it was zen and it was zen loy chaser? In the first case, the Gemara is I'm dog chaser chaveroi, and I have hanok because I'm a gavra da over the megar, but he's not chaser because not a chaser the kaim la agra. So what's in it? Zen and it was loy chaser is it chayim a potter? That's maskanat la halacha. We pass in zen and it was loy chaser is potter. Why is it potter? Why is there nene v'zalei chaser potter? Gemara doesn't spell it out. So you should know that Taisus in Baba Basra Yud Beis Amud Beis says b'shem the Ritzva that zeh nene v'zalei chaser is potter because Kaifin al midastim. It's a concept in Gemara of kaifin al midastim, something that maybe I'll be mishpat, strict mishpat, maybe I should be entitled to. But it's a midastim for me to be teveyed. So, kaifin al midastim, we base thing will not allow you to do something that's a midastim. So, Taisu says, B'shem the mitzvah, that's why Zanen is the chaser is potter. Emes, he's takan nene, or I'm nene, let's say, I'm the nene. I'm nene. We'll make Reuben and Shimon. Reuben and Shimon, and that's always going to be Reuben's the Nana, and Shimon's the guy from whom he was Nana. So Reuben was Nana. Emes, Reuben was Nana. Reuben lived in Shimon's chutzah. Reuben was Nana. But Shimon didn't cost Shimon anything. He's not renting out the chutzah anyway. So for Shimon to go and now demand money of Reuben, Reuben was talking then. Maybe he should pay. But it's a midas time. It's a midas time. So that's why you're part. And based on it, it's not a midas toim, kaifin al midas toim, it doesn't mean, it's not a midas chasidus, that's the din. We don't allow tefiyas of midas toim. So as I state in Taisus Nafi Beis Amud Beis in Bava Vasu, by the sugya of over there, there's a sugya of midas toim. At the Rosh and the Tshuva, also in Klal Tzadik Zayin, I think it's Simin Dalad, also says that it's, he says it's a Pashut. That zeh nene v'zalei chaser is poter al midas toim. No, tzadik zayin beis. Demes, it's not so poshut. This chayr is totally. It's totally in a machlekes. Rashi and Taisus there and dafi of a basuk dafi beis. What's the case over there? It's an interesting case. I have a bunch of brothers. They're dividing up a field. They inherited a field. Now they're dividing it up. One of the brothers happens to own, they're dividing up the father's estate. So let's say there's four brothers and dividing up the estate. Now what happens to be, that let's say Reuben has his own property, that's right next to the northeast corner of the estate. So Reuven says, instead of making the beryl, I would like that you give me the northeast corner. The rest of you can make a girl, but I want the northeast corner because it's better for me to have my fields in one. I'm a bar mitzvah, it's called. It's much better for me that I'll save on land. It's much better for me, much more advantageous that I have all my, that my fields should all be connected. So what's the din? So it's a machlekes Rabba and Rabbi Yosef. Rabba says, "Kegrein zeh kreifen al midistay." We force the other brothers. What does it matter to them? All the chalokim are the same. We're going to make dividing it up into equal portions. So it doesn't cost them anything, and it's much better for Reuven. So kreifen al midistay. Reuven has to get the Reuven gets the northeast corner. Rabbi Yosef chaylik, and Rabbi Yosef says, "No, they can say we want a girl." There is Malinaloch, Kemetzut, Kenichsi, Devei, Bar Merion. We're going to, you want the northeast corner, you have to pay for it like the best property from Bar Merion had very expensive properties. You have to pay through the nose. You want the northeast corner, pay through the nose. But otherwise, we're making a girl. The Aloch is like a Yosef. So the Shah is, what's your Yosef? What happened to me to slave? Like, what is this? Like, why? What's traveling of Yosef? What happened to me to slave? And it's moving more that other cases of Yosef does hold for me to stay, but not here. So it's Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says the pshat in Yosef is because the brothers can say like this: the fields, we don't actually know for sure that all these fields are going to be equally good. There's a certain amount of mazel. One field might get more rain, the other one field might discover water. You know, maybe they'll discover oil in one of the fields. Well, Rashi doesn't talk about that case, but it could be one field will turn out to be better than all the other fields. So therefore, we don't want to give up the northeast corner. Maybe it'll turn out that the northeast corner, that's the one that's going to strike it rich. So even though, so therefore we want to go. So that's why, that's not called Midastem. Rabbi holds Midastem anyway. Because Lamaisa right now, we don't know, you know, all the fields right now, as far as we can see, they all have an equal chance. So they're equal fields. So what's the difference? You make a girl or give it to them anyway. That's called Midastem. But Rav Yosef says, no, if we'll make a girl and I'll get a field and it'll turn out not the best field, so I won't feel so bad. We made a girl. Everybody had an equal chance. But you're going to walk over that field. Maybe that field will turn out to be the best field. So I'm not masking. I want a girl. We'll leave it to the Rebbeinu Shlom. It's such a taina. Rav Yosef holds such a taina. Maybe that's why it's not a Midastem. Mimela, it follows. And the rest of the Farish, according to Rashi's understanding of the Gemara, there in Daf Beis, that if all the fields, if it's a case where all the fields really are equal, let's say it's a field that's not dependent on rain, it's a field that has an irrigation ditch, and they all have the same irrigation ditch, whatever cases where there's really no room for it's, you know, these are equal commodities, totally. So then Rashi would agree that it's a Midastem, they have to give him the northeast corner. That's how Rashi lives. So it comes out, according to Rashi, that Rav Yosef really holds, basically, from Kaifan al Midastayim, this is a special case, where you have, you know, this four, like, you know, if you have four curtains, and one of the curtains, behind which one of the curtains could be, like, you know, the grand prize, so then you could say, I want a girl, you know, we're not going to give it to one guy without a girl. I want a girl, I want a chance. I want it to go with a girl. But otherwise, in regular cases, we're talking about equal things, and about it's Midastayim. Kaifan al Midastayim. Tais being there, Rabbi Natam had a different shot. Rabbi Natam learned shot, totally different. Rabbi Natam learned shot that the brothers can say to Reuben, the other brothers can say to Reuben, Reuben, you want us to give you the northeast corner because you have a field contingent and so you're a bar mitzvah and it's good for you. We want the northeast corner because if we'll get the northeast corner, we want at least a girl and a chance at the northeast corner. Because if we'll get the northeast corner, we'll be able to turn around and sell it to you at a fantastic profit. Because you're going to want it, because you live right. So that's not, that's business is business. That's not Midastem. Rabbeinu Tam was up Shadner, and they said, that's not Midastem. They can say to the brothers, about it, all the Chalokim are the same, and if you didn't live next door, so all the Chalokim were the same. But they're not the same. They're not the same, because you want that Chalik. The fact that you want that Chalik means that we can make a profit off of you. Okay, so we want a chance to make a profit off of you. So that's business. That's not Midastem, that's business. And the halacha is like Rav Yosef. According to Menham, the halacha is like Rav Yosef. It's an interesting event at that. Business is business. That's not me this thing. So the Rosh and that Shulban, Simon Tzadik Zion, the Rosh says, one second. So how does it work by Zen and Evazeli Chosr? I have a Chosr, I'm not renting that anyway. And you come, you spend the night in my Chosr. And you're a Gavad Abelamego, you're a Nene. So I want to be to pay you the money. So the Gemara says, Aloha Zen and Evazeli Chosr is Potter. Why is Zen and Evazeli Chosr Potter? Midas Tlem. The Rosh assumes, because of Midas Tlem. He says, coin to remain in town, why is that Midas Tlem? Yeah, that's true. I wasn't really planning to rent out the chotzer. But now that you spent the night over here and I can make some money, so business is business, so I want to charge you money. Why is that Midas Tlem? It's true. I wasn't planning to rent out the field anyway. Till you came along, I wasn't planning out to rent out the chotzer. But now that you spent the night over here, now I got an idea. I can charge you for the night. Why should I forego that? Why is it different in the case of the fields where, yeah, they weren't planning to make some kind of special profit off the northeast corner, but now that it turned out that there's one of the brothers who wants the northeast corner, so they say, oh, business is business. Now we want to charge for the northeast corner. I mean, now we want the northeast corner because you want it. Now we want it, and that's okay. So the Rosh, because of this, is a rejection made in time Pshat and the Gemara. He says Rashi's Pshat and the Gemara is right. There's no such thing as business is business. That's me this thing. So what are you going to do for a made in time? So the sum of the answer is the Rabbeinu Tam will say that in Echadami, that's not why Zen and Evzlei Chosr is Potter. Who says Zen and Evzlei Chosr is Potter? It's because Kaifin on Midas Tlem. That was the Rosh's assumption. But it's not Mukhuch. Maybe there's other theories in the world why Zen and Evzlei Chosr might be Potter. So we'll talk in a minute, some of the other theories. So Mustama, that's the answer. Mustama, the answer will be that Rabbeinu Tam will hold that Zen and Evzlei Chosr is the Potter. Not because of Kaifin on Midas Tlem. It has nothing to do with Midas Tlem. It's business, not Midas Tlem. Zen and the Chosr is Potter for a different reason, which we'll have to supply, but maybe because of a different reason. Okay, so why else might Zen and the Chosr be Potter? Again, Taisus in Baba Basa Daf Yubeis says it's because of Midas Tlem. The Rosh and the Tshuva says because of Midas Tlem. The Rosh himself points out that only makes sense if you hold like Rashi that we don't say business is business. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, whenever it's business, business means it's not me to start. That's basically Rabbeinu Tam's holds. When I can make money off of it, it's not me to start. So if you're Rabbeinu Tam, you can't say Zen and Evzlei Chosr is Potter because of me to start. If I can make money off of it, it's not me to start. So what could be another reason why Zen and Evzlei Chosr is Potter? So another possibility is Reb Shimon champions this possibility. There, that's Simon. That parak, Shai Gimel Simon Chavav. It's a very long Simon. The longest Simon in Shai Yesh. He's very busy with this issue. With Nana. He says in Nupshat. He says, you know why he said Nana never said Chosu's Potter? Because we saw in the Gemara in Chulin that by Nana you need to have a tefillah. Someone has to be Teveyu. We saw Mom and Shane Litovim, then it's Potter. You then if Matnus Kuna, you ate Matnus Kuna, you're Potter. Gemara says, Fairish. Chun Kaflam on a base. If you then if Matnus Kuna, you're Potter. Why? Gemara says, Mom and Shane Litovim. There's no kind that can be Tevayami. So you see that a Chiyav Nen needs a Tevayami. A Tevayami is Mom, and somebody has to be Tevayami. So maybe what it says in the Gemara is that the reason why Zenen is a Chosr is Potter, because maybe the Gemara is Machadish, that to be Tevaya, I have to have a Chisar. Shimon can only be Teveya when he has a Chisar. If he wasn't Chosr, then he doesn't have a Koyach to be Teveya and based. And he has no, in modern terms we say, he doesn't have standing. Shimon wants to take Reuven to Beistin. If you have a Chisar, you can take Reuven to Beistin. If you were not Chosr, then you don't have a grounds on which to take Reuven to Beistin. There's no dinter. Shimon wants to use this to explain he says a beautiful bart. Which it goes with his hanochas, but it's managed beautiful, and it's also one of the pivotal things here. The Gemara, there in Baba Kama, the Gemara brings a raya that Zenene Vizele Chosa is, Gemara wants to bring a raya from Rabbi Yossi. in our Mishnah. The Mishnah says somebody was makim schaveir of mikimur chaisel b'gadar seriven reviyus arishayin v'sashniya v'sashlishus potter. Rabbi Yosi Omer im omad b'gadar seriviyus magadun alav asakah. So we're going to see, we're going to have all sugya. What's Ma'ikim and Tanakama and Rabbi Yosi? What's exactly the machlekes between them? They both seem to be saying the same thing. Tanakama says, Godur is a Rishayna v'sashniya v'sashlishi is potter. Ho Rabbi Yosi v'chayven oisei. Rabbi Yosi says, the moment of Godur is a Rishayna v'chayven oisei. So aren't they saying the same thing? So there's different answers in the Gemara. That's the sugya coming forward. The Gemara in Baba Kama assumes that the answer is, which might be the last answer, perhaps this is the last answer in our Gemara also, that the machna the nafkamina is that the Tanakhama holds that in Godur, if the makif was Godur, sorry, Rishayna v'sashniya v'sashlishis is potter, but if the makif was Godur the Ruach Revius, then there's a chiv, then you chayv. Now there's Hanah. And the Rebbe says, no, even if the makif was Godur the Ruach Revius, you're also potter. Only if the nikif was Godur the Ruach Revius. So then it's Goladaita the Nichalei. So then is Megadim and Ovesakam. But Omen Makif is Pah. So the Gemara says, you see from Abyesi, and the Halacha is like Abyesi, the Gemara says the Halacha is like Abyesi. You see from Abyesi that Zenenev is like Chosr is Pah. Because Omen Makif and Godur is Revius. Now the Nikif is Nene. So the Gemara seems to call it a Nene. So you Pah. So you see Zenenev is like Chosr is Pah. The Gemara learns up the reason why. Omad makif is potter because then Zenenev is lechoser is potter. Yes, most doichel raya. Maybe he's potter because he can say libidi sagal even the tirus of barzuz. So maybe there's different reason why he's potter. But Akapana, the Gemara initially wants to say the reason why Rebbeisi potter is by Omad makif is because Zenenev is lechoser is potter. Most doichel. It could be la'emis, it could be la'ilibid emis, la'alocha, that maybe that is the reason for Abyesi, because we pass in Zenenev l'chaser is potter. We don't need the tchil. We pass in like Abyesi, and we pass in Zenenev l'chaser is potter. So that's the chaser sufficient reason to explain why Omen Makif is potter, because Zenenev l'chaser is potter. Mo'ez doich, it's not muchach. You could say Zenenev l'chaser is chayev, not la'alocha, and Abyesi pathes anyway, because l'didi sagal ibn tirusa barzuzah. But akapanim, the Gemara says, if Zenenev l'chaser is potter, then that's the poshut reason why Omen Makif. That even if the makif was greater from all four ruchos, so the nikif was nene, he's still potter because Zenenev is lechoser is potter. Fet Tosfos, so why is the omad nikif any different? Goli died to the nichalei. Who cares that he's nichalei? He's always nichalei. Da'ab chotzer chareir shalem yidaita is also nichalei. If he was nichalei, he wouldn't have spent the night. That's always the case. Every Zenenev is lechoser. The nene is nichalei. If I sleep in your chotzer without permission, so I'm nichalei to sleep in your chotzer. Obviously, I want to sleep in your chotzer. So, and it doesn't matter. Zenenev is the chotzer is potter. So Zenenev, if the reason why Rabbi Yosi holds that Oman Makif is potter, is because Zenenev is the chotzer is potter, so what does it help? What does it matter that the nikif was with the Oman nikif? Golad died to nichalei. Who cares that it was nichalei? So Tosfos, nichalei doesn't mean that he's nichalei in the hekif. Rashi Grada says, Golidaita the nichle in the hekif in the mechitzas. He said, no, that's not what it means. That wouldn't change anything. It's still Zenenev is lechoser potter. Golidaita nichle means that it's golidaita the nichle behoitzois. We see that Shimon is willing to spend that the nikav is willing to spend money. We see that the nikav is willing to spend that, you don't see by the guy who slept in the chotzer. The guy who slept in the chotzer was a freeloader. That's why he didn't go to a hotel. He doesn't want to spend money. So there, that's not golidaita the nichle. But here we see that the Nikov wants to spend, is willing to spend money. He himself went and made the fourth wall. We see he's a guy who's willing to spend money on walls. Golidaita the nichle in money, so that already he has to pay. That context. Says of Shimon, okay, I hear the difference, but why does it matter? At the end of the day, Zenenev is the chosus potter. So what does it matter? These nichle, what do I care? You're telling me that Omen Makif is potter because Zenenev is the chosur is potter, even though he's a nene, but since there's no chosur, so he's potter. And it doesn't matter that his goli daitili likes the hekif, because every nana likes the hekif. But that's not a reason why he has to pay. Zenenev is the chaser is potter. So what does it matter that he was goli daitili nichli b'itzois? Oh, he spent money on the fourth wall. The nikif spent money on the fourth wall. Now we see he wants to spend money. So what? But at the end of the day, why are you being mechayev imas nene? And nene needs to be chaser. So why? So what does it make a difference? Says Reb Shimon, a mechudish to kapshat and taisus. With these sodas that he built up from the Gemara in Chulin. He said, we see in the Gemara in Chulin that nene needs a tefillah, needs a teveah. Nene from matnas kuni yapater. Why? Because mom and shein leitayim. Nene is the ma'is and mechayev. And it needs to have, you need to have tevim. Mama shele tevim is potter. Mishtar shilei, on the other hand, money in the bank, mishtar shilei, that doesn't need a tefias moment. Even by kohanim, if you're mishtar shi from matnas kuna, the IRS took the matnas kuna, then you have to pay. There's no tevim, doesn't need a tefias. I have your money, I have money, doesn't belong to me. Mimani gamach, you have to give back. You have to give to the kohanim. And how do you give it to the kohanim? You give it to the kohanim. So he says, so you see from there, there's a chiluk. Nene, you need a tefias moment. Mishtashli doesn't need a tefias moment. So, Dr. Shimon, Zen nene is lechoser is potter. You know why it's potter? Because there's no tefias moment. Because if you're not choser, that's the chiddush of Zen nene is lechoser, that it's not enough to be that we know who you are. Right? The kind of we don't know who you are, you can't be today. But here we know who he is. We know whose choser it was. But since he was the Baal Chotzer, he wasn't choser, so he doesn't have standing to be today. So that's why Zenene is lechaser is potter, because for Nene you have to have a tvias moment, you have to have a tevea, and a tevea has to be chaser, otherwise it can't be tevea. But Mishashile does not need a tvias moment. So Rav Shimon, if the Nikif spends money on a fourth wall, so now we know that he's a guy who's nichle b'hitzois. He wants to spend money to build walls. That means that if the Makif had not built the first three walls, then the Nikif would have spent money to build all four walls. If we know that the Nikif would have spent money to build all four walls, then it's Mishtashile. He saved money by the Makif building the walls. Mishtashile doesn't need it to be his mom. The Mom and Shane Tayyim is also chayav by Mishtashile. So Mimele, if it doesn't need it to be his mom, then who cares if he's not chaser? That's the Pshat in Taisus. That was a beautiful shot. May not be the only shot in town, but it's a beautiful shot in the Taisus. And it's, here you see coming together all of these things that Reb Shimon worked out for himself. That there's a difference between Nene and Mishtashile, first of all, and that Nene is a Ma'is and a Chayev, and Mishtashile is Mimayni Gamach. And that's Pshat in Moin Chul, and that's why by Nene you need to have a moment Sheishle Tovim, but by Mishtashile you don't need a moment Sheishle Tovim, because for a Ma'is and a Chayev you need a Tvias moment. But for Mishtashli, you don't have to have a tefias moment. And Meili says that's the pshat in Zenene v'zelei chaser. Zenene v'zelei chaser is potter, because if you're not chaser, you can't have a tefias moment. And Meili, that's only a p'tur by Nene, but not by Mishtashli. And that's the pshat now in Reb Yosi, that if the makif was goyder from Dalad Ruchos, the Gemara says you put that makif Reb Yosi pathas because Zenene v'zelei chaser is potter. But Amad Nikif is chayev because goli daiti the nichle sotoshis, it means goli daiti nichle b'itzois. What does the nichle b'itzois help? Makes it mishtashile. Mishtashile doesn't need a tefias moment. So who cares if he's not? Who cares about chaser? Chaser just denying the tefias moment. If you don't need a tefias moment, if even moment she'ein le'tayvim yichayev by mishtashile, so you're yichayev as well. That's why part of the reason why it was important to go through all this. There's other reasons too. Why it was important to go all this Shimon and Moran Chulin, because here it's coming together in our Mishnah. But so with this Hanocha, with Reb Shimon's approach, that Nene is not a Mamani Galach. Nene is a Maisa Mechayev. That's why you need to have a Tefias moment. It's different than Mishtashile. Okay, we're going to have to continue with this tomorrow. I think tomorrow the whole will also just pack bumps. Okay, so, some of this ground I'm going to cover again tomorrow at the beginning, because I want to really go through Zenene and Chaser, the various possibilities why you need Chaser. We'll see.